so many famous faces in Taylor Swift's new music video, plus one very surprising famous face. Also, is Bill Cosby tweeting from behind bars? We're going to get to that coming up in just a second. First, a new entry in the Hunger Games series is on the way. Unfortunately, this is heartbreaking to me. It is looking like it's going to be a world without Katniss Everdeen.
No way.
Yeah, Scholastic announced a prequel to the Hunger Games series. So far, no mention of Katniss, which is like my favorite part of the whole thing.
So obviously. No Jennifer Lawrence in the movies then?
It's looking like that could be the case. It's going to be released next year. And the big question was, will there be a movie too as well? And so far I'm hearing that Lionsgate says they are working closely with Suzanne Collins on the movie adaptation. So maybe shortly after the book is released.
Have you read the books?
I have not read the books, but the movies are like my favorite.
Yeah.
The Hunger Games movies are amazing.
The movies were great.
Mm-hmm.
I should get on that. I haven't seen any of them.
You haven't seen any of the movies? They're very good.
Yeah. Didn't read the books, didn't watch the movies, none of it?
No.
All right, fine.
Heard it's great, though.
They're very well made. The movies are amazing. All right, so Bill Cosby shared a very odd and late Father's Day message on social media. We know that Cosby is serving time for drugging and assaulting a woman, and there were many other allegations against him, of course, as well. So he tweeted yesterday, "Hey, hey, hey, it's America's dad. I know it's late, but to all the dads, it's an honor to be called a father, so let's make today a renewed oath to fulfilling our purpose, strengthening our families and communities." Obviously rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah, so first, O.J. Simpson tweets over the weekend. Now, Bill Cosby. What is going on?
Calling himself America's dad, though. Yeah. That kind of made my stomach turn. Meanwhile, he is behind bars. And while he's behind bars right now, life's not so bad for him, apparently, because he's giving lectures to inmates. He has these, like, conferences in jail, apparently. You can do this. He does as many as 4 lectures per week, giving parenting and life advice to the prisoners, sometimes as many as 100 inmates show up to hear his lectures. Like, what world is that?
I'm just trying to get over the fact, like, you're allowed to have a cell phone in prison?
And no,
like,
you don't have a cell phone. He was on phone with his, like, public relations expert and literally told him word for word what to tweet.
So he's like a ghostwriter almost, or someone like in the shadows tweeting.
Well, basically people asked him about it, and I don't think his PR rep wanted anything to do with it. So he's like, it wasn't me.
Right.
He was the one who told me what to tweet. I didn't do it. All right, so Taylor Swift's new music video for You Need to Calm Down is a pop anthem for equality and understanding, of course. I really like this new song.
Yeah, it was a grower. It already came out last week, and we were like, we like it. And then the second time we heard it, like it even more. Third time we heard it, love it.
Yeah, the new music video is filled with celebrities. Ellen DeGeneres is in it, RuPaul, Adam Lambert, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Anthony and Jonathan from Queer Guy, and the list just goes on and on. But maybe one of the most surprising cameos was Katy Perry. Because Katy Perry and Taylor Swift had been feuding. We've all heard about it for years, right? But it turns out they have actually been getting along for more time than we thought. So we thought that this feud just ended like a week ago over cookies, right? Mm-hmm. Turns out over a year ago, Katy Perry sent Taylor a note and sent her an actual olive branch when Taylor kicked off her Reputation Stadium tour. And Taylor says that ever since then, they've been on really good terms. And they just wanted to make sure things were really solid before they made their reconciliation public. So
they went public with their relationship.
But they've been friends this whole time that we've been talking about them feuding. And she said, "I just wanted to make sure it was good, but I'm thinking they wanted to like milk it for the publicity they've both been getting over this," right? And Taylor said the moment they cleared the air, she just immediately felt lighter. And Katy Perry, in her music video, they're best friends now.
They're all grown up.
I feel slightly betrayed that they've been friends this whole time and when didn't even know it.
Mm.
I feel let down. I feel fooled.